Congress has recessed for the summer, and hundreds of lawmakers have fled the Beltway to reconnect with constituents in their home states. Today, Independent Senator Angus King was in the Millinocket area, which has been economically ravaged by the loss of two paper mills, but is hoping for a rebirth. As A.J. Higgins reports, the region's fate may depend on decisions that come directly from Washington.
Walking with the aid of a handheld floodlight through the darkened interior of a cavernous building that once housed papermaking machines for Great Northern Paper, Senator Angus King is trying to see the future. The gargantuan paper mills that once employed hundreds of residents are not likely to return here to Millinocket. But a new generation of entrepreneurs such as Mike Seal would like King to know that the GMP complex has potential.
There are alternative potential uses, whether it's pellet manufacturing, biodiesel. Those are all options for this building, depending on the scale.
Right. But you could have more than one operation in here.
You could.
And here, in the shadow of Mount Katahdin, policy decisions from the Trump administration could affect Millinocket in a very direct way. Later this month, a decision will be made by Secretary of the Interior Ryan Zinke, who will determine whether the nearby 87,000 acres of forest land designated as a national monument by the Obama administration will keep that status. In addition, new tariffs on Canadian spruce and fir coming into Maine could also have an impact on the development of forest products industries at the former mill site. Both issues are front and center for Mike Seal, the vice president of Arcatardin, an organization that supports redeveloping the former Great Northern Paper Mill site into a world-class bioindustrial park.
I think a lot of discussions over the past have been one or the other, forestry or tourism. And our position on that is why not both? And we believe it can coexist and we can still have a vibrant forest-based economy here at the breadbasket at the end of the Golden Road.
King says the region would do well to diversify its economic drivers.
All the elements are here, and it's really a question of Mike and the folks from Arcatardin putting those pieces together. And I think they're following a really smart strategy of not looking for one big home run.
And while it's empty and lifeless now, King says the former GNP facility has enormous potential.
We're turning a page. And there's just this is an enormously valuable site for a number of uses. It has a rail line, it has water, it has electricity from Brookfield, which is on site, and it even has the three ring binder, the highest speed internet, just about in the country, running right to this site.
Washington may have a big influence on issues that affect the region, but some locals believe that the Katahdin area has the power to revitalize itself.
You'd be surprised at how much the little voice has for an impact.
Peggy Daigle, one of the area residents who accompanied King on his tour, is a former town manager from Millinocket. She believes homegrown marketing efforts to attract tourism, business, and jobs to the region will have a more positive impact than some government initiatives.
Further up you go in state government and in federal government, you get less and less comments, less and less input from the general public, whereas down on the local level, you get it all the time. So I would say that a grassroots effort to get something to happen in this area probably stands a better chance than the average opportunity.
After completing his tour of the Millinocket area, King traveled on to Lincoln for an economic development forum. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm A.J. Higgins.